I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources announced last week that they have a drawdown plan for Marsh Lake in the Lac La Parra Wildlife Management Area this spring and summer. That's in far western Minnesota, and the project aims to improve wildlife habitat, especially for waterfowl. More details when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Welcome back. Visitors to Marsh Lake in western Minnesota's Lac La Parra Wildlife Management Area will see lowered water levels as the result of a drawdown planned for this spring and summer. The intent of the drawdown is to improve habitat for fish and wildlife by increasing aquatic vegetation and improving water quality. The DNR expects the drawdown will lower water levels by 2 feet. Previous drawdowns, most recently in 2020, have produced an abundance of emergent vegetation in the lake. During the drawdown, boaters will be able to access Marsh Lake only at the main river channel above and below Lewisburg Grade Bridge. Boating on the main part of Marsh Lake will be difficult during the summer when water levels will be at their lowest. Boating conditions below the dam on Lac La Parra Lake should not be affected, and that area will remain open to boat traffic. The drawdown is planned for only one growing season, and it will rely on normal precipitation to refill the lake. After the lake is refilled, the plan calls for water levels to fluctuate naturally, and wildlife will enjoy the improved habitat. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.